Definitely happy. Yeah. I played great yesterday. Didn't miss too many shots. And today was about the polar opposite of that. I kind of hit it all over the place. Made a bunch of putts today that kind of kept me in it. Just trying to take it shot by shot. It's a tough one out there. And might have had the bad side of the wave, but not sure. Just happy with how I played.
Tell us about the last hole. You made a putt you believed you could make, and we saw the fist pump of excitement there.
Yeah, definitely. Was struggling with driver a little bit. Had the lefts a little during the middle of the round and really committed to a good swing off the tee and hit a good 5-iron in there. Just kind of knew that that pin was tucked in the corner and you kind of wanted to be left and below it. So hit a really good chip and had a testy 3-footer that I kind of gave some speed, but didn't know if it was possible to make it without it. So, yeah, I was really happy with birdie on the last.
Other than maybe getting a practice round in, have you ever played here? Did you know much about this course coming in?
Yeah, I do. I do have some history here. I grew up in Illinois. I grew up in Chicago, so I played the Illinois State Junior Am a bunch here. Probably the highlight of my junior career, I got the 18th flag for taking 18th place out here. I think I shot 84, 72, 72. So it was an interesting experience, to say the least. But, yeah, been out here. Feel pretty comfortable with the golf course.
Have you looked at the leaderboard at all? You know who's chasing you, right? A guy who's won this event a few times and a guy looking for a career grand slam in Illinois PGA major championships.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that. I know Mike's up there. Jeff Kellen's a really good buddy of mine, so that's going to be a comfortable pairing out there tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, everyone in Illinois knows who Mike Small is. There's no doubt in that. So, looking forward to a good day tomorrow.
You just got your registration allowed to be able to play in this a few months ago?
Yeah, probably back in March or end of March, early April. Tried to fly through that. So yeah, first time playing in the event. So definitely happy to be here. This is kind of, as a player in the section, the one thing that you really try to get, the creme de la creme of club pro golf. So really happy to be here for sure.
You look like, if people didn't know, you look like you could still play in the junior here. You got a young face.
I definitely do. I definitely do.
Started at the grocery store just for buying orange juice.
Oh, you know, once in a while. I like to say it's my superpower with junior golf. So
how long have you been at Oak Park? Is this your first year there?
Yeah, this is my fourth year at Oak Park. I was the second assistant for 2 years and moved into the lead assistant, the first assistant position for the last two.
So you're at least you're familiar with the Radix Cup anyway, I would guess, by now, and have probably gotten to know some of the better pros and top amateurs in the state through that event.
Yeah, definitely. It's always it leaves a sour taste in my mouth when I get to run the Radix Cup but not playing it. And definitely being at Oak Park, that's definitely something that I'm trying to participate in next year. I'm a little outside of the points race right now, but hopefully squeeze in there.
Is there any different plan for tomorrow, or does it depend? I mean, are you a guy that watches the leaderboard at all, or how will you approach things tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, big event, kind of being two in front. It's definitely somewhat of a foreign experience for me in professional golf. I played college golf and had 5 or 6 wins in college golf, so have some experience with that. But
where'd you play in college?
I played at Carthage College, D3 school in Kenosha, Wisconsin. But I'm going to just – this isn't a golf course that you can really go and get. It's not – it's one that if you try to bite off a little too much in one helping, it's gonna bite you back. So just try to kind of stay one shot at a time tomorrow, playing with two great guys. We should have some fun.
You're the only guy in this field who has played this course competitively. There's none of the rest of the
I might be. None of the leaders. I don't think there's anyone that I played junior golf with. Chris Green, who I played with today, might have played in the first Illinois State Junior Am that was out here. We were talking about it a bit, but not many.
Yeah.
Definitely not many.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Illinois Junior Golf has had plenty of events here.
Yeah, the Illinois State Junior Am, I think, has been here for 15, 18 years running.
Yeah. They reopened this. Yeah, it used to be at Edgebrook. Curtis Long won it at Edgebrook out in Sandwich.
Oh, really? The Illinois State Junior Am?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny. That's awesome. Yeah, so... it's a cool place.